All right, we're live. What's up, everybody? It's Tuesday. Hope you're all doing well out there. I'm your host, Alan Jacoby, as always, the Great Divide Podcast. We are live on Getter. We are live on Facebook. We're live over on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. If you don't have the Patriot Podcast Network yet and you have a Roku device or Roku compatible smart TV, just go over to Roku, type in Patriot Podcast Network. It's free. Download it into your channels. You'll get my show and about 24 or 25 other podcasts that, you know, we're not allowed on Facebook because, you know, big tech likes to censor people that speak truth or have an opinion opposing the evil demonic left. So, got a lot going on. We have a hurricane bearing down on Florida and the Democrats are, you know, campaigning and fundraising on a hurricane that's heading toward the Tampa area. So all my Florida people that I know tune in and listen and watch, so I hope you're all doing all right. And if you have to evacuate. Unfortunately, Ron DeSantis cannot relocate this hurricane to Martha's Vineyard. As much as we'd all like to see that, it's just impossible. But, you know, people like Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is just a vile individual, she basically telling people that you need to vote for Democrats in the midterms because that is what is going to prevent hurricanes. You know, they've done a good job with preventing disasters like wildfires and earthquakes in California and other things. But we'll get into that a little bit. The media, we know, I call it the fourth branch of the government, is working overtime to divide not only Americans from left and right, but also to wedge and divide the Republican Party. Whether you consider yourself Republican, conservative, constitutionalist, we all pretty much have the same goal, you know, limited government. We love capitalism. We love freedom, Second Amendment, free speech, all that good stuff. Limited government in our life is the most important thing. And we want those people in power that will fight for that and defend that. Unlike the Democrats that are in there now and most of the rhinos. Dismantle the system. I wish it was that easy. But before that, I want to thank everybody for all the support they've shown through the show with the shares and the likes. Please, if you're on Facebook, hit the share button. Share. If you're in groups, share this video and share the show into the group you're in, conservative group, whatever it might be. Share it to somebody that might, you know, piss them off. We like trolling people sometimes, right? I love getting under the skin of the left and all of those people. If you're on Rumble or you're not on Rumble yet and you have Rumble, go and subscribe. It's the Great Divide Podcast with Alan Jacoby. Follow me on Getter, Alan Jacoby 1776. I'm live over there. Of course, the Patriot Podcast Network. I'm on Truth Social. I'm like broken glass. I'm everywhere. And I really want to thank everybody, the outpouring support of my new cigar company, which has been unbelievable. Orders have been going out daily. We just been requested a lot, and it just went up live on mypatriotcigars.com. The sampler pack, you can get one of each cigar now, so you can try one of each. It's in a sampler pack. They went available today on the website, mypatriotcigars.com. Use promo code CIGAR15 for 15% off. You get free shipping over orders over $100. And when you get a box of cigars, you also get an additional $10 e-gift card, which you can use for further purchases. And just to show, they are right here. There they are. Got four different cigars, mypatriotcigars.com. Use promo code CIGAR15 for 15% off. So it is my company. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm involved in several businesses. I just launched the Patriot Cigar Company. It's doing very well. There's a lot of influencers out there. You might find other podcasters with their own promo code. So feel free to use their promo code. You still get the 15% off. I like supporting other podcasters. Decentralized media is very important to support one way or another. Objective journalism in the mainstream media is dead. They're liars. The fourth branch of the government working very hard to divide us as American people and the Republican Party as a whole, like I just mentioned. So, Hurricane Ian. So we'll start there. It's amazing now whenever there's a hurricane, and this is just going to continue and continue. God forbid a tornado, you know, a tornado touches down in Tornado Alley in the Midwest or wherever tornadoes are common. You know, that happened last tornado season. Tornadoes happened where they were common. And the left tried to spin it and said, you see, all the climate change, all these man-made tornadoes, man-made earthquakes, man-made hurricanes. It's all our fault. We're destroying the environment. Greta is parachuting in with Al Sharpton, calling hurricanes racist and man-made and everything else you could think of. Climate change, climate change, climate change, which right now I think we're throwing $11 billion towards climate change in poor countries. Yes, that is happening along with the, I believe it's another $12 billion. It's going to go over to Ukraine because, you know, they need it, 10% for the big guy. And another $6 billion for HIV and AIDS, which we played the video on Monday Madness when I was with James, that Joe Biden said with Elton John at his side that it is all Sir Elton John's fault that the taxpayer money in the sum of $6 billion is being spent towards HIV and AIDS. Like Elton John is patient zero, ground zero for the AIDS epidemic. So yeah, that's Sleepy Joe for you. Who is he going to run for president again? I don't know. So Hurricane Ian, they are politicizing this. People are waiting for Hurricane Ian to hit in the Tampa area. They're talking, you know, a strong storm surge, life-threatening winds and everything else. State of emergency. Ron DeSantis is preparing the power companies, preparing his emergency management teams, first responders for the worst. And Joe Biden couldn't even pick up the phone and talk to him. Avoided the president of the United States, president air quotes, avoided talking to a governor of a state who is plagued by hurricanes every hurricane season, Ron DeSantis. So obviously, because why? Politics. And oh, by the way, the live chats are open, so I could see everything. I could see Facebook. I could see Getter. I could see Rumble. So if you're in the chats, I could see you. I see some people from Alabama, all over Wisconsin, all over the place. So I'm happy you're here. Always glad you people are tuning in and listening to me rant about saving America and pointing out the ridiculous stupidity of the left and sometimes the right, because a lot of rhinos there I'm not happy with. Most of them I'm not happy with. All right. We are trying to figure out what Hurricane Ian's pronouns are. I believe they're still trying to figure that out, the left, while the people in Florida are waiting for this devastating, possibly devastating hurricane to hit, which again, like I just said, unfortunately, Ron DeSantis cannot relocate to Martha's Vineyard, unfortunately. So with this, we have clowns like Amy Klobuchar, senator. She ran for president, failed miserably, piece of garbage. Every time she talks, it's like she's out of breath. She went on, I believe it was MSNBC's Morning Joe today, and I have the clip, and I'm hoping that you're going to be able to hear it. If you can't, let me know in the chat, but I think you can. And basically, she is going to talk about the importance of the midterms and Dems must win the midterms in order to fight climate change. Because if you don't vote for Democrats, we're all gonna die of hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, and earthquakes. So let's check out my girl over here, Amy Klobuchar. God.
Away, because we have defied the odds with this president and gotten things done. Bipartisan infrastructure bill. We're not just talking about God. It. Bridges are being built. Broadband is going out. We got
interest rates are skyrocketing.
Act, something you didn't mention. We're down to 12% of American production of chips,
which are so
important for everything from our phones to our refrigerators. We pushed forward, as you noted, gun safety. We got Finland and Sweden near unanimous vote in the Senate to get them into NATO. We've supported Ukraine and very strong votes in the Senate, including the budget just came out this morning to continue the government. That includes that. We have done many, many things on a bipartisan basis. And
with
one,
rhinos.
The president never gave up. He is persistent. And two, you've got leaders in Congress like Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, as well as the Republicans that want to work with them, where we have been able to step by step by step push these bills through. And so I think so many times people counted us out, but we want to make clear we've got the backs of the American people. And while we have clear disagreements, we don't want, if the Republicans take charge, a number of them have been talking about an abortion ban. You guys know that. You featured on the show. That's why we've got to win this midterm. We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that, but none of that has stopped us from deciding we're going to put our differences aside and get some things done. That is what that vote is today in the Rules Committee, where you're going to see a strong bipartisan support, a very good hearing for changes to the Electoral Count Act.
Democratic Senator Amy.
It just hurts to hear her voice. It hurts to hear everything that comes out of that disgusting sewer an inch below her nose. I mean, you have to vote Democrat if you want to stop hurricanes. The hurricane is bearing down on Florida, so this is why we must win. Hurricanes are always going to bear down on Florida. What, all of a sudden Democrats are going to win? They're going to keep the majority. They're going to be the next president. As long as Democrats are in power, does that mean the hurricanes are going to stop? Does that mean the tornadoes are going to stop? Does that mean the earthquakes are going to stop? I mean, literally, implying that Democrat policies could help prevent hurricanes is just lie, lie, lie. Complete ridiculousness. But this is the narrative, because the pink-haired idiots out there that are listening to this idiot are saying, yeah, the Democrats care about the climate. They're gonna stop hurricanes. Again, have Democrat policies prevented earthquakes in California ever? Ever. I mean, they make it seem like the Democrats are going to harness this power of unicorn farts and magic sprinkles to just make all of this, the climate issues in the country, go away. The hot summers, the cold winters, the tornadoes. And you have to think about it. It's a toss-up as to which one is really more destructive. A hurricane, a tornado, or a Democrat policy. Because if you look at it, both destroy towns, both take lives, they cost ridiculous amounts of money in the process, and both make a town or a community or a state or a city unrecognizable after it hits. I mean, look at their crime policies. Look at their cashless bail. Yeah. But we keep sending that money to Ukraine. And those blank checks or those bags that go to the big guy. You're going to tell me that somehow the Biden family is not making money still from all of the cash we're pumping into Ukraine? And now with the climate change nonsense, we're spending money for climate change in poor countries. Okay. We have people starving here. We have people that can't put gas in their cars. I got a deal today. I got gas. I'm in New York on Long Island. I got gas for $3.13. Couldn't believe it. Down the block, it was from that gas station, it was $3.29. There was another one that was $3.40. Like, there's no consistency. Someone's gouging, someone's not. But again, you know, when the president says, or when they say that the president doesn't have anything to do with gas prices, but they're going to jack them all up, and then towards the midterms, they're going to drop them and then take credit and completely contradict themselves. Like, look, gas prices are plummeting. Look what we're doing. And people are falling for it because people are stupid. People are stupid. You know. It leaves me speechless sometimes for the stupidity. And the Democrats are, along with their fourth branch of government, the mainstream media, they're not going to stop. You know, what the Democrats are upset about is they miss the Republican Party that they can control, meaning the Republican Party that they like had a leash on. The Republican Party back with the Bush and Cheney days. That's the Republican Party that they want. You know, the establishment rhinos. But more and more people are waking up and more people are realizing that, yeah, we should be putting America first, obviously, because that's what Donald Trump said. But if you now, if you say America first, they turn around and they equate you to Nazis. You're a Nazi if you want to put America first. You're a domestic terrorist. You're a MAGA Republican. Not all Republicans are extremists, just those MAGA Republicans. Again, the divide. The media dividing the GOP, dividing Americans. You know, I know people that have conservative values. They maybe at one time were Republican, but don't consider themselves Republicans because the word Republican, they hold synonymous with people like the Bush Klan, Dick Cheney. Oh, meanwhile, you know, his vile, disgusting daughter, Liz Cheney, has outright said she's going to do anything she can. Obviously, we know to keep Donald Trump away from the Oval Office. That's her big soundbite. But now she's going to do anything she can to make sure Carrie Lake does not get elected governor of Arizona. And when she was asked if that means campaign for Democrats, she straight up said yes. She said that if Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee for president of the United States in 2024, which they're all terrified of. We haven't even gotten through 2022 midterms. And she said that she would no longer be a Republican. She didn't say she'd become a Democrat. I'm sure she'd probably just become an independent. But she said she would no longer be a Republican. So if somebody says they don't want to be a Republican because of somebody winning a primary, and you're supposed to have the same values as other Republicans or conservatives, then what does that make you? Ah, that's it. That I don't like that person. I'm giving up. I'm not a Republican anymore. All right, so you're going to become an independent. Is Liz Cheney going to run for president? One, is she going to run for president? I want to hear, I comment and let me know if you think Liz Cheney, one, is going to run for president. If she's going to run for president as a Republican in the primary, or if she's going to run for president as an independent. Because I'm getting mixed comments and mixed feelings from a lot of people. I'm not convinced myself yet. I think she's going. I keep leaning towards she's going to run for president as a Republican in the Republican primary. Even though she lost her primary in her state, she could still run for president as a Republican. I'm doubtful that her state will support her as a Republican. And yeah, if she does run, she's not going to win. But I just want to see if she is going to run and how she's going to run. And then if she loses, when she loses the primary, will she then come out and say, well, I am no longer a Republican, I'm an independent, and then go ahead and campaign for whoever it is the Democrats have as their nominee for president of the United States? Which, is it going to be Joe Biden? Is it going to be Gavin Newsom? Gavin Newsom says he doesn't have any plans to run for president. Hillary Clinton says she doesn't want to run for president. Are they going to become desperate and rally behind Joe Biden again and put that at that point, if they haven't 25th Amendment, I'm not convinced they're going to. I think they're going to ride the wave. I thought that they were going to use the 25th Amendment. I'm not so sure now. If they do it, they better do it shortly after the midterms, or are they going to do it after President Trump announces he's going to run for president, which he's supposed to announce. I believe he's supposed to wait 100 days after the midterms so he doesn't get hit with the finance issues, the penalties and all that stuff. Or, I mean, Pete Buttplug, Buttigieg, he's a failure in the administration. And he's not, I don't think Pete Buttplug, Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, can be controlled. I think he's too far progressive. They want someone they can control. Kamala Harris is completely useless in the administration, and I don't see them running her and rallying behind her. I still say, and it hurts me to say this, I still say that the Democrats, because there are Democrat strategists out there that are looking at it, and it's horrible to say that if they're going to see what they could do with AOC. But now, from what it seems like, AOC will not be old enough to get her papers in and filed for the 2024 presidential election. So with that, I would say that AOC is a good shot to run as a Democrat in the 2028 election against Ron DeSantis if she gets through a Democrat primary in 2028. And if Ron DeSantis decides to run for president in 2028, which I hope he does. I hope Donald Trump runs for president in 2024. I hope he gets the nomination and we kick Democrat liberal ass up and down the streets and get him elected. Not physically, people. We're not wishing violence on anyone. I am not a leftist. I am not a member of Antifa. I do not promote violence against anyone. That's a figurative statement. And then, you know, Ron DeSantis run in 2028. I'd love to see a DeSantis AOC race in 2028 and him just completely annihilate her. I'd love to see it. Unfortunately, AOC is a major fundraiser. She can walk into a room anywhere in the country and raise $1 million in an hour or less. I don't know what it is with her because she's completely unintelligent. She's done nothing for her district. And she, if not the useless, the one of the most useless members of Congress ever to be. That's AOC. But, you know, who knows? But yes, vote red. Vote red. But not only vote red, make sure don't just throw your money to the Republican Party. Broken record time. I say it all the time, all the time. Okay? Do not give your money to the Republican Party. Give your money to the specific campaigns of people that you support. America First candidates, whether they're local to you or in other part of the country, donate to them, to their websites. Ignore all of these ridiculous text messages that claim to be Donald Trump. I get pictures of it daily. All of them from all over the country. Donate here, donate there. And then if you click on them and you look, the money's going to the party. Don't do that. You go to the specific website of the specific candidate you want to donate to and donate to them. Just like voting with your dollars and supporting conservative owned and run businesses, veteran run and owned businesses. It's the same thing with campaigns, people. You give your money to the candidates, not the party. It's very important. So with the midterms coming, the media is not going to stop with the MAGA, the MAGA Republican, the extremists, the domestic terrorists. I believe tomorrow is the final January 6th hearing, I believe. I don't know what time it is. I meant to look it up. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to possibly suffer through it. I have not watched one yet. This one I'm kind of intrigued about to see what kind of nonsense they're going to sling out. They know that the January 6th committee is shit. They know that it's over. They know that come January, Liz Cheney's gone. King's, you know, they're gone. And if, not if, when the Republicans take the House, because we have a lot of Democrats to fire, they will obviously do away with it. And but will they do away with it completely, or will they spin it and have another type of January 6th select committee and ask some real questions that most Americans want to know, like the security breakdown when Donald Trump offered the National Guard to Speaker Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. and they denied it. They rejected it. They did not want it. Are we going to see about Nancy Pelosi's cell phone records or emails in the days before January 6th? Are we going to know why these Capitol police officers were waving people into the Capitol and moving barricades? Are we going to find out what really happened with Ashley Babbitt and the piece of garbage Capitol police officer that shot her in cold blood after, when you watch the video, two uniformed Capitol police officers looked at each other, had a couple whispers, and left We're talking less than a minute before Ashley Babbitt got shot from behind two doors. If that's not, and I'm friends with a lot of police officers, and most of them I've had the conversation with said the same thing, that that Capitol Police officer is a coward and a straight up murderer. And if that would have happened to any local law enforcement police officer with a perpetrator, and they pulled their weapon and they shot an unarmed woman from behind two closed doors, yeah, they would probably be seeing a murder charge and a trial. And this guy got a gold medal and he got media time and he was hailed a hero. And they still run the narrative that Capitol Police officers were murdered that day, and not one person was murdered that day other than Ashley Babbitt, Air Force veteran. And it's amazing because I'm talking about her now, and maybe not now because I don't see any trolls in any of the chats, but come tomorrow or the next day, the trolls will show up, especially on Facebook, and they will probably hear me say something about Ashley Babbitt, and the comments will be something like, she got what she deserved, one less insurrectionist in the world. And that's what they will say. Something that I would say about a real terrorist that wants to destroy America. And I wouldn't even say that against the most extreme Democrat American. I would not. But unfortunately, that's not how they operate. The Democratic Party is very calculated. They are a well-funded war machine. And they are effective, unfortunately. And I'm not sitting here talking good about the Democratic Party. What I'm saying is the Democrats are smart, calculated, and organized in everything they do, whether it's lawfare and lawsuits, to rallying, to political moves, to fundraising. I mean, look at the money that they're making on Roe v. Wade being struck down. They use that. You know, Republicans do it too. But I'm sorry, but the Republican Party is broken. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not having an argument. It's not an opinion. It's a fact that the Republicans' problem is as a party is that there are too many people with egos that want to be that person, want to be the credit taker of organizing something instead of working together collectively and carefully and making calculated moves like the Democratic Party does. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying these are good things about the Democratic Party, because everything they make their calculated moves on is complete evil and disgusting, just nefarious policies and tactics, from lying, stealing, and cheating on elections to their unbelievable crime policies that embolden criminals in cities who you walk down the street during the day in New York and stop at an ATM machine and you might get stabbed in the back with a screwdriver. And then that person gets arrested and is home in time for dinner to do it again. Democrat policies. Show me a Republican policy that causes bodily harm to Americans. Please, somebody show me a Republican policy that directly causes bodily harm to Americans. I'm sure someone will get creative and come up with some nonsense. And, you know, we watched in the video about before Amy Klobuchar mentioned about the Republicans and the abortion ban. And I spoke about this on the show at length. Lindsey Graham, Lady G, is a piece of shit rhino who is willfully trying to sabotage the elections, the midterms, for the GOP. And he's not alone, because I believe Kevin McCarthy is doing the same thing. Mitch McConnell and other rhinos, other establishment rhinos, will do it and will stop at nothing to sabotage the midterms for the Republican Party. And these are supposed to be prominent Republican leaders in the party. Okay? So, unfortunately, you know, people make recently, I've had the conversation with people saying, well, when Donald Trump was president, he had the House and he had the Senate for the first 2 years of his presidency, and nothing got done. But the way people are saying it, and even Republicans, they're saying it as if that's Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump was the outsider that came in and exposed the swamp for what it really is and woke a lot of people up. Even though we knew what the swamp was, we knew politics was a seedy business and how disgusting it was. But did we really know to the extent until Donald Trump became president and exposed it, and what the mainstream media, the fourth branch of the government, did to him in the all-out attack that was launched on Donald Trump? So he was fighting that. Kevin McCarthy, Rhino, was not a Donald Trump supporter. He talked a good game. Mitch McConnell hated Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham hated Donald Trump. Most of these establishment Republicans who didn't want their nefarious ways in establishment politics to be exposed, they all hated Donald Trump. And that is why, one huge reason why the Republicans got nothing done and they lost both houses. It's not Donald Trump's fault. Do I believe? Yes, Paul Ryan hated Trump. Absolutely, and still does. Absolutely. Do I believe Donald Trump's going to come in and possibly become president in 2024 and save this country? No. And I say that all the time too. One person is not going to save this country. We the people are. And it's our job to get the right people into power. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. You know, let's say we flip 20, 30 seats in the House with America First candidates, or most of them America First candidates. It doesn't stop there where we can sit down, take a breath, crack open the champagne, light a cigar, and say, we did it. We're done. We're good. No. No. And anyone with that attitude better change it, because the fight has just begun. And when that statement, the best is yet to come, is spoken by Donald Trump and others, that's not just getting them elected and saying, okay, we won. No, no, no. The best is yet to come is when we the people stay on these people that we got elected and kick them in their ass constantly and remind them why they were elected and what they should be doing to represent our interests, to defend the Constitution of the United States, to protect our freedoms and liberties, because that's what we want them to do. The days of oogling and awing over political figures needs to end, and that includes Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a great man. He's a great president. I want him to win again. The rallies he has are great. It shows the base that he has, and that's great, and I hope every single person in every single one of those rallies go out and vote for him and go out and vote for America First candidates. But if we don't keep kicking them in their ass, there's a good chance that they're going to be swallowed up by the establishment. They're going to be swallowed up by Kevin McCarthy, and they're going to take a knee, and we're back to square one, and nothing will get done. Because if these people in the Freedom Caucus or people who are getting elected take a knee to Kevin McCarthy, I lost respect for them, and I will do whatever I can to support the next person in the hopes that they do the right thing. Unfortunately, we have to look at reality. I think Kevin McCarthy is going to be Speaker of the House. It disgusts me to say that, and I will say it again. Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, in my opinion, if we have the majority, we lose. Unless people can push him around, put him in his place, and let him know that he is not the dictator of the Republican Party. And that is why I truly feel that there are nefarious individuals within the Republican Party looking to sabotage, straight up sabotage, America First candidates and the midterm elections, because I say it all the time, they're terrified for losing the majority within the party. And I don't know who else they could put up or step up with the time, experience, and the clout to be Speaker of the House. I was on a radio show today, which I'm on every Tuesday in Delaware, the Talk of Del Mar. And I was on the radio, and there was a caller, and they were asking about Speaker of the House, and somebody said Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a firebrand Republican. She talks a good game. She has not impressed me with anything that she has specifically done. I mean, yes, they wouldn't let her on any committees. And Kevin McCarthy took a knee to that and didn't stand up for her when that happened, when she wasn't given any committees because of things she might have said. I'm hoping that when we do get the majority, that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene prove her worth and put her money where her mouth is and get things done. Okay, apparently she drew up articles of impeachment for Joe Biden, and when we get the majority, she's going to submit them. Okay. Yes. Okay, for political reasons, yeah, I'd love to see Joe Biden get impeached. He's not going to get convicted in the Senate, and he's not going to be removed from office. I'd like to see Alejandro Mayorkas impeached, Secretary of Homeland Security. I'd like to see Merrick Garland impeached as the Attorney General, because they are not apolitical. They are both very much driven with a political agenda against Republicans, against anyone that loves America. I mean, look what Merrick Garland is doing to the January 6th defendants. They want the big bad orange man in handcuffs, which I don't think they'll get him in handcuffs, but I do believe he'll get indicted. And then they have the media pushing the narrative. MAGA Republicans, domestic terrorists, extremists. I have another video that I'm going to bring up that is, it's like a 2-minute video of just mainstream media pundits, left-leaning sickos, just go and Democrat lawmakers going off on MAGA Republicans, because they'll get the airtime on mainstream media. The mainstream media figureheads will just use that fourth branch of the government and that platform to come after you and come after me and paint us as the bad people that nobody should listen to. They should shun us, put us in boxcars, send us to camps, exterminate us, exterminate conservatism, because that's what every one of these scumbags want. That is a fact. So, yeah, I want to see Hunter Biden jail too. So listen to these morons.
This means war. That is where we are. We are at war with these people. These folks are evil.
There is an ultra-right MAGA contention in this country that wants to overthrow the U.S. government.
It is a danger to our democracy. It is a danger to our way of life. Danger.
The MAGA movement is a threat.
The extremists that we're dealing with every single day, we've got to kill and confront that movement.
Clearly, kill them. You know, this is a literally call to arms.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy. We don't separate right-wing extremists and Republican Party anymore.
I see this as a party, a MAGA party, that no longer is confident that they can win elections with votes. And so now they're seeking to enact their political will through violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
Today's GOP is no longer a political movement. It is a fascist movement.
Hold on a second. I got to pause it for a second. I got to pause it. I got to rewind it. This guy, the guy with DB, he's like a bad Don King clone, okay? And he literally, Eric Swalwell should be in jail, banging the Chinese spy. Absolutely. This guy all the time talks about how violent MAGA Republicans are. Where are all these violent MAGA Republicans? Where are all these violent Republicans? Who are the ones that were facilitating and attempting an assassination on a Supreme Court justice? Who are the ones burning down cities? Who are the ones that are advocating for us to respect pedophiles and call them MAPS? I'm sorry, but that's violence against children, if you ask me. If you're asking me to respect a pedophile and call them a MAP, a minor attracted person, you're inciting violence against children and abuse against children, and you're a piece of shit. All right, I want to finish this.
What conservative white folks do when they don't get their way, they turn violent.
Today's GOP is no longer a political movement. It is a fascist movement.
And this is why it could be more dangerous than 1860 or the 1930s.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Maybe now it is all about the violence. It all is about an insurrection. It all is in his mind about a civil war.
It feels like we are not just at the brink of a civil war, but that one has already begun.
The fact that the base is getting smaller, it makes it more dangerous in a lot of ways, because those are the people who are willing to do things like take up arms and press the questions and tactics that lead to civil war.
This is someone who held that office, who is basically saying to Americans, there should be civil war.
Look at what he's doing last night, as you know, that, you know, more or less salutes that are either QAnon or almost look like Nazism.
You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
These crazed, deranged folks who want to impart evil in every facet of our society.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Call to arms. Call to arms, everybody. Call to arms. Please. Really? A civil war? How many times they say civil war? How many different people said it? Three or four? And then the one guy, the base is getting smaller. Have you seen a Trump rally lately? And there's another one coming up, I believe, in Michigan. I think they're going to be doing two a week, about 30 or so into the midterms. All right. The whole thing with that one finger salute. Yeah, it's a bit weird. I mean, no, it doesn't look like Nazis with their hail Trump, hail Trump, man, it's fascism. We're all Nazis. No, you fucking idiots. No. And of course, Hillary Clinton. You see all those young men with their arms raised? There's a lot of women there, too. The base is not shrinking and nobody wants a civil war. And this is where they're going to take up arms because they love the Second Amendment. They're all Second Amendment happy and they're assaulty rifles. Nobody wants a civil war. Nobody's going to start a civil war. Nobody's going to take up arms. But this is what the media is going to keep doing. They want Republicans, they want Bush and Cheney Republicans to turn against MAGA Republicans and completely turn against Donald Trump. They want to wedge that divide into the GOP so they could turn around and say, you know what? I'm a Bush Republican. I don't like the orange man. I'm a Republican, but I'm not going to vote for the Republicans in the election because I'm afraid. I'm afraid from what I hear on mainstream media that they're going to be dangerous, that they're going to march the streets with their guns and their MAGA hats and start beating and killing people who don't comply. And that's not the case because nobody wants that. There's not one Republican or conservative that I know that has that feeling. None. And they're trying to paint the picture of the poorly educated in small, rural, white neighborhoods who fly a Trump flag as dangerous people. That's what they really want to do. That, unfortunately, is a big part of the narrative. And they're going to keep going after everybody in Trump world. Everybody. No one in Trump world, whether they're close to Donald Trump, have been close to Donald Trump, they will do it. They will keep going after them. I literally, right now, live on the air, I get a... Roger Stone just sent me a text message about another article where now CNN is putting out manipulated footage of him supposedly calling for violence pre-election day. He was on InfoWars today with speaking about it. He just sent it to me at not even 2 minutes ago. It's unbelievable. They'll go after him. They'll go after Donald Trump and people like Hillary Clinton. Who thinks Michelle Obama is going to run for president? Big Mike. That's the other name I keep hearing thrown around. And my view on that is I don't think the Obamas want to live in the White House. I think they have it too good where they are. They're in control of the Democratic Party. I'm sorry, Barack Obama has more pull in the Democratic Party than the supposed leader of the Democratic Party, which would be the sitting president, Joe Biden. Things are going to get interesting, people. They keep getting interesting by the day. Excuse me. And then, you know, Hurricane Ian in Florida, and Joe Biden doesn't even want to talk to Ron DeSantis about it. This is how bad it's getting. And then you have Ted Cruz, who I'm sorry, but just Ted Cruz was growing on me. A January 6th committee has been delayed due to this new Roger Stone footage to amp up this BS. Is that true? Has it been postponed? I have to look at that. I'm on Roger Stone's show on Lindell TV, The Stone Zone, every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with him this Thursday. I talk to Roger Stone almost on a daily basis. When the show's over, I'm gonna text him and have a discussion with him. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, they've wanted Roger Stone dead from the time they put handcuffs on him and CNN was leaked the story at his home when they were jumping into the canal and running through his house like a bunch of morons, the FBI, for at the time, what was he, 68-year-old man? He just turned 70 years old this month. So, you know, Roger Stone, literally, they have broken him down, okay? He functions every day. His wife is in remission, thank God, in remission. She had horrible, horrible cancer. She's in remission. And he hustles every day and he works. He does some campaign strategies. He has his show on Lindell TV. He's got some sponsors. He struggles because he has to take care of his family. And the federal government keeps coming after him with lawsuit and lawsuit and lawsuit, which a lot of them he gets dismissed, but it costs him so much money in lawyer fees. And he's really a great individual and an unbelievable plethora of knowledge. And I always say it every time I get off the phone with him or we end up having some sort of conversation. I always say how lucky I am to be able to call Roger Stone my friend. And I do. His entire family has, you know, I've gotten to know him very, very well over the past, say, going on 2 years now. And he has just... He doesn't want to see any violence. He doesn't want to overthrow a government. What he does want to do is save America, like most patriots out there want to save America. And how are we going to save America? We're going to save America by getting out to the polls. We're going to save America by getting involved. And we're going to save America by not only voting and getting the majority on Election Day, but we're going to save America by staying involved, staying engaged, and putting these America First candidates who are going to get elected, their feet to the fire and say, okay, you're hired. Now work for us. Okay, you're hired. Do something. Don't just collect your $175,000 a year and make a bunch of TV appearances. You better do something because we're watching. And if you're not going to do something, we're going to find someone else to replace you that will until we get the right person in there to do something and facilitate and help saving America. So, it's funny you mention that. Just like the family, the Maceros, I've become very close with Joey Lynn and Robert Maceros, who are being sued by the Biden administration still under the KKK Act of like 18 something or another, because the people on a campaign bus were intimidated by a caravan of Trump flags that never interfered with them. Joey Lynn Maceros actually has her own podcast that I'm actually appearing on tomorrow. I spoke to her today. I'm going to be on her show tomorrow. And unfortunately, I forget what the show is called. She asked me today. Joey Lynn and Robert Maceros are great patriots out of Texas. I have it here. This is my Biden is the worst hat, which I had them both autographed. They were all like, oh, I can't believe you asked us to autograph the hat. But they have a whole line of this. And there's a whole story they have like a German fest in their town in Texas. And they came up with this and it was classic. And another great patriotic family, the Maceros. Absolutely. I'm glad you brought them up. So 1871, black voter suppression rights. It's so ridiculous. That's what they're suing them over, because they say that the Biden bus was intimidated by their presence. It's so ridiculous. So Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a piece of shit. I'm sorry if you're a Ted Cruz fan. He was growing on me after. He was growing on me for a while, and then I just lost it, and now completely. He literally is supporting the media cartel bill, which Amy Klobuchar and other Democrats have brought to fruition. It's the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, the JCPA, which they're calling it the media cartel bill, because this gives big tech, who at first denied it, but it came out. This gives big tech and media outlets, they can form a monopoly and censor conservative media. They can decide now what media they want to fund and what media they don't want to fund. And now Senator Cruz took a knee, and he talked about censorship so much, and he took a knee, and now is in line with them. You know, we called him a firebrand, you know, Senator Ted Cruz firebrand. And he's now backing the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, which again is a Democrat championed bill. And that enables, again, collusion between mainstream media and tech companies. And Ted Cruz went ahead and said, well, big tech hates the bill. No, they don't. They don't at all. There's no evidence that they hate it. Because in fact, tech companies get a major benefit from this media cartel bill, because it's an excuse for them to pick and choose, again, which companies they want to fund and which news companies they don't want to fund. So if they don't fund the news companies, basically they index them and do away with them and censors them, and they'll never be seen. It's like state-run media in so many words. And Ted Cruz is in support of that. Ted Cruz is supporting a bill that was made and constructed to censor what they think is misinformation. And what they think and label as misinformation is anything that has to do with conservative viewpoints. My show, anyone, Dan Bongino, all of the talking heads you can think of that you enjoy listening to and interacting with on social media and other platforms, they want to silence, they want to deplatform and label them as misinformation. Meanwhile, the only misinformation around is the current misinformation that sits in the briefing room at the White House, and the old misinformation, Jen Psaki, who, by the way, Jen Psaki said, listen, if the Democrats are hoping to win off of what Joe Biden's doing, they're not going to win. So now she's even talking about, yeah, Joe Biden's really no good. So that's what Ted Cruz is doing. And, you know, Tom Cotton, he's coming out and he's speaking out and saying, listen, and he's right, because Democrats and liberal media support this media cartel bill because it 100% promotes censorship. And if you're in the habit of calling your senator or your member or your congressman or congresswoman, it's another phone call that should be made to say, hey, this media cartel bill, this JCPA bill, the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, you better not be voting for it because it promotes censorship, and we're not about that. That's the only reason, that's the prime reason why Democrats are supporting it, and now Ted Cruz is supporting it. So all those Ted Cruz, you know, it's amazing how many people get upset with me when I criticize the GOP, the Republican Party, and Republicans in the party, when I call them rhinos. Like, if I talk bad about Ted Cruz, I'll get comments about that I was talking bad about Ted Cruz and that I was defending Donald Trump, which, no, there are things that Donald Trump has done that I don't like either. But Donald Trump isn't a career politician, okay? Show me one thing that Joe Biden has done for this country to benefit you and to benefit me. I ask Democrats that all the time when they get into the argument, and I never get a good response. I never really get a response. I usually get the, well, I voted against Donald Trump. Okay. All right. You voted against Donald Trump. You see what the media is doing. The media is not going to stop. The talking heads are not going to stop. They're getting to the point, not getting to the point, they've been there, but it's even worse. When now they're paying people, either Democrat campaigns or media outlets are paying people to go on social media. They'll give them something to look up, look for posts on that, and basically troll. Basically troll and post and comment against whatever narrative it is to destroy whoever it is they can. Because again, the Democratic Party and their evil ways are effective. They're effective. They're not good ways. They're evil, but they're effective and they do it. And it causes big distractions. We can't get distracted anymore. It's getting too close to midterms. We cannot get distracted. We have to stay the course. Who are you supporting? Get out and vote for them. Get people to get out and vote for them. Fundraise for them. Donate to them, not to the party. Get involved. Become a ballot counter. Become a poll watcher. Drive around to people you know and give them rides to the polls. Get out in numbers, because if we don't, we don't win. If we don't win, okay. If we don't vote, when we don't win, then we don't legislate and we don't make policy. The Democrats come out and they win, they run, they get the people, the Democrats come out and vote, will lie, cheat, rig, and steal, which they're going to try to do anyway. They win. Guess what? They get to legislate. They get to make policy. And we get to eat shit because we weren't in the game. Talking about the game and getting in the game are two different things. Going and waving flags in a parking lot and then getting in your car and going home and not having a discussion about strategies on how we're going to win, strategies on how we're going to save the country. Just so you could show up to a rally with some flags and take some selfies and post them on Instagram, you've done nothing. You've done nothing. Yes, rallies help to galvanize the people. I'm not saying that. They're good for that. But we need to do more. We need to have a solid plan. Okay, you're going to cover this area and you're going to canvass and ask people if they need to ride to the polls. You have a list of registered Republicans from a campaign that you're canvassing. On election day, people should be out canvassing, knocking on doors. Hello, do you need a ride to the polls? Can I give you and your family a ride to the polls? Did you vote today? I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Come and vote. Something. We have to fight like our lives depend on it. Because if we don't take back the House, we have major, major problems. I'm still not confident we're going to take back the Senate. And if we do, it'll be by a very, very small, slim, slim margin. I'd love to see a big red wave in the Senate too. I'm just not there in my gut. I do believe we're going to flip. My guess, if I had to guess, I think we're going to flip. I'm going to say around 20 or so seats, and I hope it's 40 or more seats. But we got to be in it to win it, people. Hey, listen, my new collaboration show, which aired on Saturday morning, it's my collaboration with the Steak for Breakfast podcast, Ronan Noah over there. They have a great show. They're audio only. They have huge, huge guests on their show all the time. I think they have Peter Navarro on today. They have Cash Patel on a lot, Liz Harrington, Christina Bob. Boris Epstein, they have a lot of people, Raheem Kassan, big, big guests. So we teamed up and we're doing a Saturday morning show. So I'm the Great Divide and they're Steak for Breakfast. And we've come together and we've joined forces and made the Great Steak Breakfast every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, live right here on Getter, on Rumble, Facebook, the Patriot Podcast Network. You know, we have the live chats open. We'll be live this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Saturday morning show. You should definitely jump on. where we're going to have a lot of fun and talk about a lot of good stuff. It's very politically driven. We're calling it, listen, it's the most America First podcast in the country, because that's what it's all about. America First views. I believe I don't know who the guest is, but I believe we're having somebody who's on Saturday morning, who's running as an America First candidate for Congress. It was thrown by me today, and I don't remember who it is, but that'll be this Saturday morning. I'm not doing a show tomorrow. I usually do my War Room Wednesdays, which is similar today, but I'm not going to be doing that tomorrow. I'll be back Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, doing a live show, and I'm off on Freedom Friday. James Curry will be on with a guest. I have a wedding to go to, I hate going to weddings, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But anyway, we have to save America, people. And you're going to be involved, and I'm going to be involved, and we're going to do everything we can to get the people out to vote, to get the people who need to be in office, get the people out of office who we need to just throw out. Couple of the sponsors again, my company, mypatriotcigars.com. If you're into cigars, you know somebody that is. I'm a big cigar guy. I worked hard on these blends. They're great cigars. They're not cheap garbage. Go to mypatriotcigars.com. Use promo code cigar15, 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping over orders over $100. Also, you have mypillow.com, Mikey Pillows. You can go over there and use my promo code GREAT1776. They always have a good deal going on. You could save like 66% on hundreds of products over at MyPillow. So with that, everybody, I will see you again on Thursday. Please, if all else, hit the share button, share. Invite people to like the Facebook page, subscribe to me on Rumble, The Great Divide Podcast, and Alan Jacoby. I'm on Truth Social and Getter. I'm verified on both The Great Divide Podcast on Truth Social, The Great Divide Podcast on Instagram. Over on Getter, I'm Alan Jacoby 1776, and it's the one and only way to spell Alan. That's A-L-A-N. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon. See ya.